more women among peacekeepers is a key to the UNIFIL's efficiency, impact, and credibility. Overall, though, improving the women-to-men ratio among civilian staff have fared better than among their military counterparts. Against this background, the Nepalese peacekeepers made an important step towards better women representation in their operational activities by initiating a women-led patrol. UNIFIL radio producer Haidar Fakhas has more details.
It's another rainy day here in southern Lebanon, where another squad of UNIFIL troops from the Nepalese contingent is preparing to embark on a foot patrol along the Blue Line. What makes this patrol special is the 8 female peacekeepers and Lieutenant Rakshia Bandari, a patrol member and field doctor from the Nepalese army.
Here we are conducting different types of patrol. Mainly we have the vehicle patrol, which we do it on an everyday basis. Besides that, we have the foot patrol, and then we have the Blue Line patrol, which we do via the vehicle as well as the food, on food. And after that, we have the patrol which is conducted with the LAF. As a medical personnel, my role is not only limited to the treating the patient, because I'm here as a part of the peacekeeper. So my duty or my role would include the conducting patrol as well, because while conducting the patrol, there can be any mishappenings or any incidents, injuries. So as a doctor, as a medical personnel, I can help them in those ways as well.
Lieutenant Dr. Bandari adds that every day her colleagues, the Blue Berets from UNIFIL Nepalese contingent, perform more than 45 patrols aimed at maintaining peace and stability in southern Lebanon. This makes about 10% of all activities conducted every day by some 10,400 peacekeepers coming from 45 countries. It is heavily raining here, and I can feel the muddy ground with my boots. Extreme weather, though, does not prevent the women-led patrol from moving further along a 5-kilometer road running near the Blue Line. Captain Anjali Rai, the patrol commander, explains what they are tasked with.
As a female peacekeeper, when we went to the patrolling, if we see any suspicious activities, we immediately report to the battalion top duty room. And then after, we continuously monitoring their activities. If we find any confirmation, then after we again report to the battalion talk duty room, and according to the battalion talk duty order, we respond.
Back in their country, Nepalese are used to somewhat different roads. The Lebanese terrain, especially in a rainy season, when rural roads become muddy and slippery, come as a challenge to them. For Lieutenant Bandari, this is the biggest difficulty she and her colleagues face on the ground.
Surely, yes, we do have some of the difficulties which we are trying to tackle smoothly. So the most importantly, the land terrain in the Lebanon is not smooth. So we do have high uphills, downhills. So one thing is that. The next thing is the climate here is very cold, and it's raining, the raining season. So we do have the slippery roads. We do have the foggy weather most of the time. So we do have the low visibility because of that.
In recent years, we have seen remarkable progress on women's representation at UNIFIL. There are around 600 women deployed here who have been carrying out various duties. They drive heavy vehicles, do the mining, serve as gunners on armored personnel carriers, or as sailors on the ships of the UNIFIL Maritime Task Force. They also perform other roles that were traditionally done by men. Increased representation of women came as a direct implementation of the UN policy on gender in peacekeeping missions. But these gains are far from complete. You have been listening to UNIFIL radio program Salam Min Al-Janoub. It was prepared for airing by Haidar Fahas. Hope to have you with us again on the airwaves or on social media platforms. Stay tuned.